It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up later, we'll check out an effort to bring more diverse faculty to the UW-Madison.
First, what's known as the Right to Work Bill is quickly making its way through the state legislature and continues to be the most talked about story in Wisconsin today. The state Senate is currently taking up that bill, and a vote could be coming shortly.
This comes after a Senate subcommittee voted in favor of the bill yesterday after a public hearing that was cut short. Meanwhile, protests continue at the Capitol. Labor advocates are making the case that Right to Work will take the state backwards and drive down wages.
WPR state government reporter Sean Johnson joins us now from the Capitol. Sean, thanks a lot for joining us.
You're welcome.
Well, you're coming to us live from the Capitol Rotunda. Set the stage for us. What's been going on at the Capitol today?
Today, we started out, I guess, with a big union protest on the steps of the Capitol. Not Act 10 big. I mean, there weren't tens of thousands of people out there rallying outside the Capitol, but you had Department of Administration estimated a couple thousand people out on the steps. And, you know, I guess it at times got pretty fiery. One of the speakers there said, I'm tired of going to these rallies and losing. If we really want to get what we want, we need to stand still and essentially halt our labor in order to remind people of our worth. So that got the crowd excited there for a bit. A few people started chanting strike. But, I mean, that died down, and as I talk to you right now from the rotunda of the Wisconsin State Capitol, it's a pretty small crowd.
And it sounds pretty quiet right now, and the Senate currently in session right now, right?
It is, and actually, I mean, much louder right now over next to the Senate. I've backed away from there a little bit. You get a lot of people who were in the public gallery today get kicked out for disrupting debate. It happened as soon as they started debating in the Senate. The person stood up and started to criticize Republicans for pushing the bill, asking where it came from. They were escorted out. Happened again. And Senate President Mary Lozick threatened to clear the Senate gallery. She didn't. There are still people up there. There's a line of people wanting to get in, but it has happened several times today. Since then, that somebody stands up in the gallery, makes some noise. You can't do that under Senate rules, and they're taken out.
Do you have a sense of the discussion in the Senate so far?
The discussion in the Senate so far has, I guess, the Democratic point has been, where did this come from? Who asked for this? Why are you doing this? And the Republican points from Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, the author of this bill, has been, this is modernizing our labor laws, that we are going to give people the choice of whether or not they want to belong to a union.
And when is a vote expected?
I don't know. I mean, I would think Democrats would want to keep the discussion going a while, likely. There's a lot of people watching this, and so they're going to go through and offer amendments knowing that they're going to fail, but to make a point. So, for example, right now or just before I came out to talk to you, they were offering an amendment that would have restored a bunch of language in state law that this bill would take out that basically describes our labor policy here in Wisconsin. Talks about striving for labor peace, things like that. I mean, it's akin to what happened, what was taken out of the UW's mission statement when there was that big flap over the Wisconsin idea. That was called a mistake by the Walker administration, and so Democrats are saying, look, clearly this must have been a mistake too. Senator Fitzgerald didn't budge, said, no, actually, this language didn't really do anything, and so we're taking it out, we're getting rid of it.
I want to go back to yesterday for a moment, the hearing that was going on with the committee, and it came to an abrupt ending earlier than expected. What happened last night?
It did. I mean, you already had a scheduled end time for the committee, which, you know, they didn't used to do in the Wisconsin legislature. They were going to hold the committee hearing from 10 in the morning until 7 at night. So there were a number of union members and advocates who were, when they were cut off, they were going to stand up and demand to speak. And not given that chance, they weren't going to leave until police took them out. Senator Steve Noss, who chairs the committee, saw a write-up of their plans in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He referred to it as a credible threat. And at about 6:20 last night, really caught everybody by surprise, he adjourned the public hearing, immediately called for a vote, and the bill passed 3-1 with one of the Democratic senators present there, Chris Larson, I believe, not voting as he tried in vain to keep the committee hearing going.
It sounds like last night, and maybe just in general, there was concern on the Republican side that a replay of the prolonged high emotions from the Act 10 days could be repeating itself now, not something that Republicans want. How big a shadow is Act 10 casting and how things play out now with right to work?
Yeah, everybody's talking about Act 10, for sure, and everybody has their own memories of it. It's been 4 years now. You know, to hear Republicans and Democrats describe the events of Act 10, the protests in particular, you think that they were watching two different events. It has come up on the Senate floor today quite a bit. Democrats were really pushing Republicans to say, hey, where was this credible threat? I just want to know what the threat was. These people were going to exercise civil disobedience. They weren't there to hurt you, and they never disrupted the committee hearing during the day, which is true. But Republicans said, you know, when you get in a close situation like that and you have police carrying people out against their will, laying their hands on people, it changes the atmosphere in a hurry, and they didn't want to deal with that.
What are Republicans saying today as they continue to make the case that Wisconsin needs right to work? Are you hearing anything new?
Not really. I mean, it is, you've got a couple basic points there. One is that it's a workplace freedom issue, they call it. They say that you ought to have a choice whether or not you want to join a union, and that in some communities, if there's a big employer that pays well, maybe you don't have that choice. You got to join the union, and that's not fair. And so they say that foremost, they call it a workplace freedom issue. You know, the other point that they make is that it's an issue of competitiveness. Big company looking to decide where to locate is going to look at Wisconsin not being a right to work state and potentially won't come here because of that. You know, the retort from Democrats, and in fact, an economist who testified yesterday from Marquette University said that argument is kind of hollow, that if you look at a listing of what firms consider when they're deciding whether or not to relocate, whether or not a state is a right-to-work state is way down on the list, not even on the top 10.
Sean, thanks a lot for joining us, and I'm sure we'll be back in touch as it moves along.
All right, thank you.
That was Sean Johnson, WPR State Government Reporter, reporting from the state capitol.
Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll be taking your calls on right to work here in Wisconsin. So give us your thoughts. You can get on the line now at 800-642-1234. What do you think of this legislation, which appears to be on its way to becoming law? Do you think it'll help spur the state's economy, or do you have some worries about it? And what do you think it'll mean for unions and for workers in the state? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We're taking your calls now about right to work in Wisconsin at 800-642-1234. What do you think about possible right to work laws coming to Wisconsin? Do you think it will spur the state's economy, or do you see it taking Wisconsin in the wrong direction? And what do you think this could mean for the state's unions? Call now at 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Go right to our callers. We've got Jerry on the line in Two Harbors, Minnesota. Jerry, hi.
Hi, how you doing? I'm a foreigner from Minnesota, but I did end up working. I had a 26-and-a-half-year career at a public utility, actually a cooperative, electric cooperative. And the last 10 years of that career ended, I ended up having to pay $90 every 2 weeks out of my check because of the lineman managed to vote in a union by a vote of 49-51. So, and the other item I'd like to mention is that there have been no new automotive manufacturing plants that have gone to any of the states that are unionized or don't have right to work. They're all going down south where they have right to work laws, and Minnesota did lose the Ford Ranger plant in Minneapolis, and I think our high labor rates and unionization up here were a big contributor to that.
Jerry, thanks a lot for the call. Thanks for getting us started.
And we go next to Cindy joining us in Appleton. Hi, Cindy.
Hello. Well, I am opposed to this right to work legislation. I think if, you know, we have free will now. If somebody doesn't want to pay union dues, they don't work at a union shop. It's as simple as that. And the Republicans keep telling people that are in minimum wage jobs that if you want to get a better job, get a different job somewhere else or go back to school. And I say to them, well, then we shouldn't have people, you know, saying that they don't have to belong to a union and freeload off the union and pay no dues but still get the representation of the union. I think this is ridiculous. It's going to take us back 60 years in time. And I don't know if anyone else is protesting in Madison this Saturday, but I will be.
Cindy, thank you for your thoughts.
We're taking your calls on proposed what's called right-to-work legislation here in the state, likely to get a Senate vote yet today. Then move on to the Assembly next week. The governor has said he will sign it if it comes to him. We'll go now to Jim in Rice Lake. Jim, hi.
Hi. I mean, you know, the phrase right-to-work, I mean, it's like who doesn't like the phrase the right to a sunny day? I mean, it sounds like a lovely thing. But what it generally means is over historically is fewer protections in terms of workplace conditions. And then for those who live in right to work states, well, there are maybe corporations that relocate there because they pay lower wages. The decline of the middle class in this country from World War II in the 50s, when we had the highest rate of union organization, today where we have the lowest, is a steady decline of working class and middle class wages, and ultimately the gross inequality that we see within our society today. At no time since the 1920s has there been a greater disparity. There was a vision of America where people would work hard and meet the American dream, and we were co-workers and employees, and now we may be back to the Gilded Age where we will have a million owners and servants.
Jim, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234.
And we go next to Willem joining us in Colfax. Hi, Willem.
Hi. You know, the man mentioned that about auto workers and non-union states. In Tennessee, the Volkswagen plant just voted in to be represented by the union, so that's not really accurate. But this is typical of what happens in Wisconsin. In this extraordinary session, the bill is introduced. We have like a couple of days to talk about it, they pass it, and that's it, you know. And then the governor says it's not on his radar, which is code for I'm going to do it. And it's just if 11% of the people in Wisconsin are unionized, I just don't believe that because 11% of the workforce in Wisconsin is unionized, that's keeping people from coming to Wisconsin. As far as worker choice goes, you can choose to work in a shop that's not unionized. No one's forcing you to work in a union place because they have better wages and better packages. So if you don't want to work in a union shop, work somewhere else. That's your choice. That's your freedom.
Okay, Willem, thank you for your thoughts.
Still time for your thoughts on proposed what's called right-to-work legislation in Wisconsin, 800-642-1234. Or if you get a busy signal, you can head over to the Central Time Facebook page and share your thoughts. Mike joins us next in Madison. Mike, hi.
Hi. So as a former union employee, a former union guy that's now lives in Wisconsin and is a non-union carpenter, the carpenter unions, at least in Chicago and most of the country, require you to get schooled before they give you your union card, before you're a journeyed union guy, which means the company has to pay for you to take classes to learn how to do your job properly and get educated. Now in non-union shops here in Wisconsin, I noticed that half these guys out here don't really have a clue as to what they're doing because none of them have any formal training. The union is good in that respect. Now your other two callers ago, I believe it was, had mentioned that a lot of these, jobs, automotive factory jobs, are being sent to the South, and that's primarily because the employers don't want to have to pay higher wages. They don't want to pay a livable wage, and they certainly don't want to have to pay benefits or insurance or any kind of any benefits package of any kind. And they certainly don't want to have to worry about employee safety, which is a big thing for the unions, is employee safety. All the unions have regular once-a-week OSHA safety meetings to explain you what the law requires.
Mike, thanks a lot for the call.
And a quick one next from Kathy in Germantown. Kathy, hi.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I'm a teacher, so I definitely have that typical perspective from it. And I guess my main thing I would say is I don't think this right-to-work law is going to do anything but perhaps put a feather in Scott Walker's hat to say that he's done it.
Kathy, appreciate you calling.
And we heard from Peter on Facebook, says it's the right thing to do, will not have a significant effect one way or the other. You can keep sharing your thoughts at the Central Time Facebook page.